It is not out there. So. Okay, morning. Where are we? We've made some headway here. So we started off by saying that history has proven that when we start getting too close to the goyim, that's when all the problems start. The start of the Chet HaEgel, which was the influence of the Erev Rav. What else did we say yesterday? That's about it. I don't know history too well. Might have been in Spain before Gerush Svad. Could be, I don't know enough history. But there's no question that today is probably as bad as it kind of makes everything worse. Because today it's international. You lived in Spain, so you're influenced by the goyim around you. Today you're influenced by every goyim in the world. Every mashugas in the world, you know about it in 30 seconds. If you're slow, you know. So, yeah. The walls, two things have happened. The walls of the ghetto broke down, and we lost what it means, the Pavel Chatan and the Kolom. It's become totally, like, politically incorrect to talk about being the chosen people. You know, today everything's equal, which means everything's just the lowest common denominator. And we've lost, that's what he's talking about. We've lost that sense of Mam Luchad B. You know, what is it? You know, you've got your religion, I've got my religion, we're all the same. Everyone can be called Kola Am Kadoshim, Kola Oilam Kadoshim. And everybody's playing the same games and, you know, drinking from the same water trough as a dog. Just everything's leveled off, so there's no. You know, there used to be hierarchies. People understood there were hierarchies. You know? There was a mother, there was a father, there were children, there were hierarchies. Today are called equal. But the ghetto breaking down, which was, you know, there was the wars, the two world wars, and the total, you know, democracy, the total loss of Atab HaChatan and the full army. Everyone's equal. All very tolerant and equal. That makes it very difficult to lift your head above the smog. Lumazois, Kuf Chav Zayin, the third paragraph. Lumazois, Kashi Vichai Ba'akorah, Shekola Torah Ba'amitzah, Sein Eitzes Amukah Shel Aboira. The Torah and the Mitzahs are Eitzes. From the Boire, and the goal of these Torah and Mitzvahs is to give us this awesome eternal pleasure. I'm just going straight to the translation because I'm going to break my teeth if I carry on in the Aramaic. 613 types of eitzes, advice. I don't exactly how you translate the word eitzah. Eitzah is like an advice, but it's more. Why were there 613 eitzes given? That you can be shalom in koine. What does it mean, shalom in koine? We'll get back to that. Vasiv lekachi ki Hashem roitze lahitiv imoy ba'olam hazeh uba'olam haba. As we've said many times, Hashem wants to do good for you in this world and olam haba. Everything's measured against that yardstick. Hashem's doing good for me, yeah, and there. That's what it's all about. And the 613 mitzvahs, the 613 eitzes of that which enables me to be sholem in koine. What does that mean? Let's see if anybody's been listening to anything I've said the last 2 weeks. What does it mean to be sholem in koine? Huh? To be miyachidim. What does that mean? We'll just change the words.
Yeah.
Oh, great. I don't know what it means. I'm not asking for translation.
Everything's Hashem.
Everything's a ship.
To do what Hashem wants.
Exclusive. Last words of Amaze Omer. What does it mean?
Oh, I don't know.
The Rambam in Hilchas Chanukah, remember that the reason why we have Torah and Mitzvahs is that it should be shalom ba'olam. Remember?
Oh.
Are you too busy eating the bagel?
The moons and the sun.
And the Ramchal in Derech Hashem says that the whole purpose of Torah mitzvahs is. Someone else to know that.
Or don't remember.
Lekabel haras ponim. To receive the light of Hashem. That's called shalom.
What does that mean?
Yaakov yigir l'shchem shalom says Rashi v'koro lo keil. Mi koro lo keil? Elo kei Yisrael kolor Yaakov keil. Why? Because he was shalom. Shalom means when you look at Yaakov Avinu, you see Hashem. Yaakov is the moon and Hashem is the sun. When you look at the moon, before the miyuta, when you look at the moon, when it's shtei moyos ha-gedoyles, what do you see when you look at the moon? You see the reflection of the sun. You don't see the moon. You know, when you look at the moon, you see the moon. A bit of light of the sun, not reflecting fully. Shole means in Koinai, I'm reflecting 100% a Kodesh Baruch. When you look at me, you see Hashem. Baruch Elokei Shimon Ben Sheta. Ring a bell, any of those?
Yes, but what does that mean?
It means that I'm doing Torah and mitzvahs, I'm looking like Hashem. I start reflecting, I become a light Hashem. Therefore, the light of me you see is the light of Hashem. I'm standing in the Zerim of the Or, the Haaretz Ponim. This light that Hashem shines is shining with me.
What was the question you asked?
What does Shalom mean? Shalom means when I'm standing directly in front of Hashem and radiating His light. That's what that means. Now, what that means, I'll leave you to work out. Although that's why Torah and Mitzvahs was given. For Shalom, which is Haaretz Ponim, reflecting that light, being like Hashem. You've been amongst a great person, you've been amongst great people, you look at their face. You see something on their face as a marshal. Oh, it's marshal. That's the Haaretz Ponim. When do you know that you have this Haaretz Ponim? When you feel connected, when you feel inspired, when you feel, you have those moments, you know what I'm talking about? Those rare moments of just, maybe on Yom Kippur or Shoshone Chmeisnish, when you go to the Koitzel, you feel something. That's the beginnings, that's the faint echo of what's called our response.
Why would Hashem create a system where...
Lama Yoimru Hagoyim, I heard this yesterday, Lama, is the best thing I've ever, I couldn't wait to use it. And as usual, you never disappoint me, Baruch.
Why,
one second, before you ask Lama, why, I have to just explain to you, my objection, Shani, to Lama. You know that I don't like Lama questions.
Wait, one second.
Yeah, make a list of things you shouldn't say. One of them shouldn't, yeah. Okay. Just should, yeah. One second. So, should. I was such a gavaldic insight yesterday. It's such a gavaldic insight. Somebody wants to ask Gamliel Rabinovitz. Lama, blah, blah. So you know what he answered? Lama, yaymru hagoyim. Lama, yaymru hagoyim. Why did the goyim say it? Because you have to touch the posuk. Lama, yaymru hagoyim. You don't ask why. Goyim ask why. You don't ask why. We ask what?
How?
What?
What's the deal with
creating that's a wide question.
What's the deal with creating a system where a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a fraction, 1% who even understand and know there's a Hashem in the world can accomplish this to be a reflection of what is world?
Bishvili nivra ha'olam.
Cares about everyone else.
We don't do it. We fall
who's we? You work out, you're real.
I'm not seeing anything screen on my face.
I see
so
it.
Maybe you should stop and think about what we're talking about. By the way,
the purpose of creation is for something to bestow his goodness and pleasure here and there.
What is the greatest pleasure you can get?
Hashem.
Hashem. The gilu of Kavod Shemayim. That's the greatest pleasure you can have.
Therefore, the more we can be like Hashem, we will be reflecting Him, because that's how you be like someone.
That's how you get close to Him, that's how you be dovuk in Him, all those words.
Okay, let me talk about Torah and Mitzvahs.
Say it's
what does that mean?
Adam Shamake Kol Eilu Mitzyachid in Makodesh Baruch Hu Bilvat. Somebody recognizes everything we've said, remembers what we've said. So he only cleaves to Hashem alone. Who perish is a moiselo, k'dene davik v'darche Hashem, k'vishnema, k'doshim tiyu k'kodosh ani. You need to be k'doshim because I'm kodosh. You need to be separate because I'm, so to speak, separate. When the kashiv and the davik from the core kula tanugim, the bechinas vatem adreikim v'shem elokeichem chayim kulchem hayoi voice isha nishlam hakesha kaim v'no lebein Hashem ispach. Vatem adreikim v'shem elokeichem chayim kulchem hayoi. As Kibush Eretz Yisrael. Yeshua begins the Kibush Eretz Yisrael, and Shoftim carries on discussing Klal Yisrael's life from the time that Eretz Yisrael was conquered. Am Yisrael nichnas le'eretz, v'kibush esa'irim al-pi tzivu Hashem. We went into Eretz Yisrael, and we conquered the cities according to the tzivu of Hashem. Ulam hayu'irim shenoytru bin koimo, v'toshveim ha'goyim. There were some cities that weren't conquered and they continued functioning as they were. And the residents there were goyim. V'amshichu lishkoyim be'eretz ha'kadosh. They continued to live in Eretz Yisrael. The Draven lay, Am Yisrael lamad mimaseyim vidradred ad kedai avoidis kapok. Klal Yisrael learned from their ways and slowly, slowly hit back to being over Avodah Zorah. I'm Abdul Pesel, Leil Zah, the Omad HaTavach Shel HaNisuin, Banam Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hitmoitet. The foundations of the marriage that we entered into with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu slowly started to disentangle. V'shel HaPsizel Mechutz L'machene V'hamit Anyoinos B'Nas Etzel U'Mesoyim. As a result of this going out, the Tate Sedina, to see what's going on out there, being interested in what's going on at the world, the Goyim. It was a terrible, terrible Yerida. Had it not been for the existence, the fact that the Goyim was still living in Eretz Yisrael, Klal Yisrael would never, ever have done the avarice, the serious avarice that they did. Even if they'd been Yeridus in Ruchnias, since Benon Lamokum and Lamokum Chavayri, that's wired into the system. There would have been avarice that decreased the love between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kibiyochel. Not Mikol Malkum, who I ashamed, but Shuba Shleima, Kitabay Dil, Limshok, Rishtaika, Kitabas Hashem, he would have done Shuba. Because the natural default position of a Jew is to be drawn after and to yearn for Kibas Hashem. That hole you feel, that you fill with all lots of different things, that hole is a yearning to get close to Hashem. That's all it is. And we fill that hole in our heart with lots of different things.
For a Jew or
a Jew? Don't make Jews.
So what's the whole of the going for?
That's there. Okay. Get to the book on the going. The going story. Look at our story. Could be because they're also not doing Zion mixes and they're not putting their tuckers in the world. The goy always says some chaynek in olam haba, why he's zayin mitzvah b'nai noy. Whatever that means, I don't know. Ulam, beitim shel ha-goyim v'anicha v'dachem, am yisrael nagia l'matzim shebo eretz ha-kadosh shel shi'ibaysay v'nachalosay, hikia oysay. However, as a result of the influence of going after the goyim, they got to a matzah in Eretz Yisrael where the Eretz vomited us out. The Golus came about as a result of a breakdown in marriage. The Chosum threw the Kala out of the house. He pulls the El Keshacher. Bechutz the Keshim Doda. Im Hashem is Barakim. Don't speak up. Yehush Lecha Lechut. The Kala started messing around with other men. And the Chosum said cheers throughout the house. With Hillis Kufa, a scholar. Lo hafsik yehudim lilmot Torah. It's a very important part of Jewish history to learn. Is the tekufa of the scholar. Jews didn't start learning Torah. Ish gam lo chashav lemait b'kum ha-mitzvahs, and nobody thought about being the might in the king of mitzvahs. Ulam ha'iz is that the tekufa shel re'ei b'stei zorim heim holfu l'chapeses ha'isha etzel ha'goyim. It was a period of when they started looking in other places for their pleasure. They were learning Torah, they were keeping mitzvahs, aval chapes mashu b'mokam acher. Heb lo chosh v'lamayit et dveikas Hashem. They didn't think, wow, let's get rid of him, let's throw off the yoke of Hashem. No. Heb amshich liyos Yerushamayim. Heb ruva skolar rak govan naisef b'chai hayom yom. It's another shade, it's another aspect of your day-to-day existence is a scholar. They added, they desired to add on to their lives of Torah and mitzvahs and Yiruv Hashem some external aspects of it. There are consequences of that heres, of that destruction, didn't take long in coming. That was the beginning of the Ruchnias, the Gechuban of Judaism, which we're suffering still from today. When the Haskalah succeeded in closing Velozhin Yeshiva, listen to this, it's wet. I heard this from somebody, I heard this from a great Talmud Chochem today, I heard it from somebody who was there. When they closed Velozhin Yeshiva, the Maskilim cried. They didn't want to close Velozhin Yeshiva. They just wanted the Yeshiva to also learn Goyish language. What's wrong with learning in Velozhin Yeshiva? Polish or whatever it was. But to close the yeshiva, then a half a minute that he would close the yeshiva. Rather than introduce any nakuda of anything from outside into a yeshiva. They stood and cried when the Velozhin Yeshiva closed down. The maskilim. Understand how it starts? You don't even notice it starting. Just a little bit here, yeah, a little bit there, a little bit. What's wrong with Little Red Riding Hood? Any idea what's wrong with Little Red Riding Hood? Besides the fact that it teaches you not to trust your grandparents?
Little.
You know what's wrong with Little Red Riding Hood? She's a shiksa. What's she doing in your house? Ah, come on. Don't be something tiny. Come on, Rabbi. I never said that to Pinkus. I heard him saying it.
In a Jewish wedding.
What's Jewish about it? Good, that's the point. That's not Jewish. When you go to not every wedding, but you go to a wedding sometimes today, and you see what you see, and you hear what you say, Rahman and Mitzlan, you know that somehow the goyim have been tempering with our weddings. When you listen to what's called Jewish music today, you can see that there's been someone tempering. Someone's been tempering with our music. I never said it. I'm just quoting what I heard from
the
preacher.
There are characters in the Chumash who are not Jewish.
What Chumash teaches us about non-Jewish people. Is that a Jewish people? I know great people that listen to Bach. Okay. No, I'm joking. I don't know. That's more Jewish than, I don't want to mention names, of Jewish musicians today. I want to just look at a picture of the guy. You just look at him and you know that there's something crummy. Okay. Sorry, what?
Too much context. Well, better you be good.
I'm not jamming anybody on any ancient timers. I don't judge. We're all saying difficult times. Everyone, Jews have never had easy times. Whether it was wealth that was destroying us or poverty or pogroms. No, I'm just saying I don't judge anybody. But we're focusing on one nakuda. The breakdown happened when we started looking at the goyish world for something else.
Why is I knew it?
I don't know. I'm not. I told you. I'm a philosopher, an anthropologist. I don't know anything. Is what it is. Don't know. Don't know. I don't want to go down there. I don't want to go down there. There's a lot of kudushelam. You see, they're discussing their philosophy and anthropology and sociology. Why we accept this and why we don't. I don't know. I'm trying to work out where I fit into this. I need to find out where I fit into this. If this is not shaykh to me, I'm immune. So I can move on. Hamatzias ha'aguma haniris bedorein. Matzias shabaroi vruba shalam Yisrael murkav miyudim sheni yoidi ma'u shmaiso. Today, the problem is not much the goyish world. We live in Eretz Yisrael. We're not surrounded. I mean, there's goyim here, but no mashpia kol kach on us, the goyim we live with. But the goyish kart is for sure mashpia on us. Why? Because 90% of Klal Yisrael doesn't even know what Shema Yisrael is. We learned him Yadut Mavu. They don't know what Yiddish kart is. Matzav zeh noitzer, mi ha-feiris ha-boyishim shel tekuf is ha-skola. That comes from the wonderful papyrus that the Haskalah produced. All started with a little bit of looking out there for something that we felt we were lacking. We went there to look for it. And as we said, that started with...
I need the app, I just need the thing.
Shemaim, I called the seder. And 78 years, whatever, the Klal Yisrael doesn't know what Shema Yisrael looks like. It started there. Before the First World War, every Jew knew what Yiddishkeit was. Not every Jew was a tzaddik, not every Jew was frum. Not even the times of the Gemara were was everybody perfectly frum all the time. Only the times of the Nevi'im and the Ksuvim, you've learned Tanakh. We have Yetzirahs, we built in to make mistakes. About such a complete arena, to where 90% of Klal Yisrael doesn't know there's a Bo'er Olam anymore. Where you can't even talk to them, they don't even have the language anymore. You know how deep this galus is. It started with what? Petzuch Chaimus Migdalai. What's the result?
That was
Esav. And then he came as Achi. And now he's going back to being Esav.
Achi, how are you doing?
There's a Shchutna in Toronto. A lot of kiruv, not enough, but a lot of kiruv was taking place in the Shchutna. And it was trickling slowly until they opened in that Shchutna across the road from Yeshivas Ne Yisrael, in Rehov, near Yisrael Street. In the street they called Ne Yisrael Street. In Ne Yisrael Street, they opened one of the biggest mosques in North America. A piece of land owned by a Yid, and he sold it to the Muslim Association to build this mosque. Mamash across the road from in the middle of a Jewish neighborhood. More people became frum as a result of that mosque than as a result of all the food in place. When I saw that, I tied it. Reb Noach made a mistake. Instead of opening up Eishet Torah centers, should have built mosques. But that's the truth. When Esav comes to us as Achi, we said, I'll call Tov. When he comes to you as Esav, you suddenly go, wow, well, you start thinking about the Jews and you start asking questions. Akadosh Baruch Hu is not going to let Klal Yisrael get lost, not through assimilation and not through gas chambers. It always takes the matzah out of the oven before it gets good. Let's stop there, and tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll discuss other consequences of this psila, the makom acher. You just do a quick.